Except the Lord build the house, in vain do they labor that build it. Except the Lord guard the city, in vain doth he that guardeth what doth he watch that guardeth her. It is vain for you to rise at dawn. Ye that eat the bread of sorrow, rouse yourselves after resting, when he hath given sleep to his beloved. Lo, sons are the heritage of the Lord, the reward of the fruit of the womb. Like arrows in the hand of the mighty man, so are the sons of them that were outcast. Blessed is he that shall fulfill his desires with them. They shall not be put to shame when they speak to their enemies in the gates. Blessed are they that fear the Lord, that walk in his ways. Thou that eat the fruit of thy labors, blessed art thou, and well shall it be with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the sides of on the sides of thy house. Thy sons like young olive trees round about thy table. Behold, so shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord bless thee out of Zion, and mayest thou see the good things of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. And mayest thou see thy children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Many a time have they warred against me for my youth. Let Israel now say, many a time have they warred against me from my youth, and yet they have not prevailed against me. The sinners wrought upon my back, they lengthened out their iniquity. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the necks of sinners. Let them be put to shame and turn back, all they that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which before it is plucked up is withered away. Wherefore the reaper filleth not his hand, nor he that gathereth sheaves his bosom. Nor have they that passed by said, the blessing of the Lord come upon you. We have blessed you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and on to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness. For thy name's sake have I patiently waited for thee. O Lord, my soul hath waited patiently for thy word. My soul hath hoped in the Lord from the morning watch until night. From the morning watch let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel out of all his iniquities. O Lord, my heart is not exalted, nor are mine eyes become lofty, nor have I walked in things too great or too marvelous for me. For if I were not humble-minded, but exalted my soul as one weaned from his mother, so wouldst thou requite my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forevermore. Remember, O Lord, David and all his meekness, how he made an oath unto the Lord and vowed unto the God of Jacob. I shall not go into the dwelling of my house. I shall not ascend upon the bed of my couch. I shall not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, nor rest to my temples, until I find a place for the Lord, a habitation for the God of Jacob. Lo, we have heard of it in Ephrathah. We have found it in the plains of the wood. Let us go forth into his tabernacle. Let us worship at the place where his feet have stood. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy holiness. Thy priests shall be clothed with righteousness, and thy righteous shall rejoice. For the sake of David thy servant, turn not thy face away from thine anointed one. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, and he will not annul it. Of the fruit of thy loins will I set upon thy throne. If thy sons keep my covenant and these testimonies which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit forever on thy throne. For the Lord hath elected Zion, he hath chosen her to be a habitation for himself. This is my rest forever and ever. Here will I dwell, for I have chosen her. Blessing, I will bless her pursuit. Her beggars will I satisfy with bread. Her priests will I clothe with salvation, and her saints with rejoicing. Shall rejoice. There will I make a spring forth. There will I make to spring forth a horn for David. I have prepared a lamp for my Christ. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon him shall my sanctification flourish. Behold now what is good. Behold now what is so good or joyous as for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil of myrrh upon the head, which runneth down upon the beard of Aaron, which runneth down to the fringe of his raiment. It is like the dew of Hermon, which cometh down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Behold, now bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Then the knights lift up your hands into the holies, and bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee out of Zion, he that made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and on to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Praise ye the name of the Lord, O ye servants, praise the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise ye the Lord. For the Lord is good, chant unto his name, for it is good. The Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, Israel for his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. All that the Lord hath willed, he hath done in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all the abysses, bringing clouds from the uttermost parts of the earth, lightnings for the rain hath he made. He bringeth winds out of his treasuries. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, from man unto beast. He sent forth signs and marvels in the midst of the O Egypt, on Pharaoh and on all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of the land of Basan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land for an inheritance for Israel, his people. O Lord, thy name endureth forever, and thy memorial unto generation and generation. The Lord will judge his people, and because of his servants shall he be comforted. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the works of the hands of men. They have mouths, but shall not speak. Eyes have they, and shall not see. Ears have they, and shall not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouth. Let those that make them become like unto them, and all they that put their trust in them. O house of Israel, bless you the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless you the Lord. O house of Levi, bless you the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord, bless you the Lord. Blessed is the Lord out of Zion, who dwelleth in Jerusalem. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone hath wrought great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made the heavens with understanding, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that established the earth upon the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that alone hath made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun for dominion by the day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars for dominion of the night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and led forth Israel out of the midst of them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and a lofty arm, for his mercy endureth forever, for him that divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and led Israel through the midst thereof, for his mercy endureth forever, and overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew mighty kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, king of the land of Basan, for his mercy endureth forever. And he gave their land for inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever, and inheritance for Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. For in our humiliation, the Lord remembered us, for his mercy endureth forever, and redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. He that giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down and we wept, when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows, in the midst thereof, did we hang our instruments. For there they that had taken us captive asked us for words of song, and they that had led us away asked us for a hymn, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand be forgotten. Let my tongue cleave to my throat, if I remember thee not. If I set not Jerusalem above all other, as at the head of my joy, remember, O Lord, the sons of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, lay waste to her, even to the foundations thereof. O daughter of Babylon, thou wretched one, blessed shall he be who shall reward thee wherewith thou hast rewarded us. Blessed shall he be who shall seize and dash thine infants against the rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, unto the age of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, glory to thee, O God. I will confess thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, and before angels I will chant to thee, for thou hast heard all the words of my mouth. I will worship toward thy holy temple and confess thy name for thy mercy and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy holy name above all that is. In whatsoever day I call upon thee, quickly hearken unto me. Thou shalt abundantly endow my soul with thy strength. Let all the kings of the earth, O Lord, confess thee, for they have heard all the words of thy mouth. And let them sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord, for the Lord is exalted. Yet on holy things he looketh, and things haughty he knoweth from afar. Though I should walk in the midst of affliction, thou shalt quicken me. Against the wrath of mine enemies hast thou stretched forth thy hand, and thy right hand has saved me. The Lord shall give recompense in my behalf. O Lord, thy mercy endureth forever. Disdain not the work of thy hands. O Lord, thou hast proved me, and thou knowest me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou hast discerned my thoughts from afar, my path, and my lot hast thou traced out, and hast foreseen all my ways, for there is no guile in my tongue. Behold, Lord, thou knowest all things, the last and the first. Thou hast fashioned me, and hast laid thy hands upon me. Thy knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is mighty. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from my spirit? And from thy presence, whither shall I flee?
Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and in the ages of
ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship God our King. O come, let us worship and bow down before Christ our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down before Christ himself our King and our God. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou find refuge. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Though 1,000 fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, it shall not come nigh thee. But with thine eye shalt thou behold, and see the recompense of the wicked. For the Lord is thy refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy defense. There shall no evil befall thee, nor shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the asp and the viper. The lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God.
Blessed are they whose ways are defiled, who walk in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Blessed are they who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Alleluia.
Spirit,
now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Seven. transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know mine iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sin did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom hast thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones that be humble, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou hast no delight in sacrifice. If I brought thee an offering, thou wouldst not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a humbled and contrite heart, O not despise. Do good to Zion in thy good pleasure. Build anew the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and oblations. Then shall young bulls be offered on thine altar.
Israel walk on foot in the sea as on dry land, unseen their pursuer Pharaoh drown, they cried, let us sing to God a song of victory. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of thy servant who has fallen. Soul of thy servant who has fallen asleep.
Thou who adornest all things, hast created in me a mixed creature, both humble and exalted, wherefore, Savior, give rest to the soul of thy servant.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Ages of ages, amen. Oh, we failed surging with the storm of temptations. I run to thy calm haven and cry unto thee. Raise up my life from corruption. Oh, raging merciful one. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of thy servant who has fallen. Soul of thy servant who has fallen asleep.
When thou comest awesomely on the clouds of thine ineffable glory to judge the whole world, deign, O Redeemer, that thy faithful handmaiden whom thou hast taken from the earth may meet thee joyfully.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Ask of Christ, the immortal King and our God.
Grant this, O Lord.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
A holy tabernacle we understand to be a pure one, and an ark can establish the law of grace, for through thee is forgiveness granted unto those who are justified by the blood of him who is incarnate of thy womb, O all spotless one.
Again and again in peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
them and grant the pardon of those things in life wherein thou hast sinned, O brother of Christ.
Blessed are you, and that shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Hearken unto what the Almighty crieth, woe unto them that seek to behold the dreadful day of the Lord, for it is darkness, for everything shall be tried by fire.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the unoriginateness, and the begetting, and the proceeding, I worship the Father who begat, I glorify the Son who was begotten, I give the Holy Spirit to show forth from the Father and the Son.
Now and ever.
Sixth tone, blessed is the way in which thou shalt walk today, O soul, for a place of rest is prepared for thee.
Blessed is the way in which thou shalt walk today, O soul, for a place of rest is prepared for thee.
Return, O my soul, to thy rest, for the Lord has favored thee.
Blessed is the way in which thou shalt walk today, O soul, for a place of rest is prepared for thee.
Blessed is the way in which thou shalt walk today, O soul,
for a place of rest is prepared.
Concerning those who are asleep, lest you should grieve as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And to thy spirit.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Taken, O Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Their commemoration is from generation to generation.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes him that sent me has eternal life and shall not enter into condemnation, but passes from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are dead in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth. Those that have done evil unto the condemnation, those that have done right good unto the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, for I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
Glory to thee.
Yet it is not that is not the whole story. The Creator, having taken on the form of this way the two great pillars of the Christian faith, the nativity in the flesh and the resurrection from the dead, are fundamentally united. In becoming subject to death, we believe that Christ changed its very nature. Jews had the idea that when one died, one went to a place called Sheol, a place much like the Greek idea of Hades, a dark world where one simply waited to pardon the man upon a dead end. I like it to kind of being in a doctor's waiting room with no lights on and no magazines. But by dying the death, we all shall die. Christ turned this waiting room into a passageway to life with him. Montesca Barbara walks through that passageway today and awaits the great and last day when her soul and body will be reunited once more. Those of us who are left behind may be weak and grieve for loss. That is as it should be. Brothers and sisters, we only mourn the loss of those we love. But as St. Paul reminds us, let us not weep like those who have no hope. For we are the people of hope. Finally, as we commit her to God today, we will pray memory eternal. In so doing, we're not speaking of our own puny memories. They are hardly eternal. I think I can't remember where I put my keys. It is a prayer to God, asking him to keep her in his memory, for to be remembered by God and to be sustained in life. Memory eternal.
Establish your soul where the just be
poor.
Abraham Stikiris.
Come, let us give the last kiss unto the dead, rendering thanks unto God, for she has vanished from among her kin, and presses onward to the grave, and she troubles herself no longer with vanities, or with the flesh which suffers sore distress. Where now are her kinfolk and her friends?
Oh,
suddenly the dread hour of death came upon me. But come ye all that love me and kiss me with a final kiss. For no longer will I walk or talk with you. For unto the just do I depart when there is no respect of persons. For servant and master together stand. King and warrior, rich and poor, in equal worthiness. For each according to his deeds is either glorified or put to shame. But I beg and implore all, pray unceasingly to Christ our God for me, that I be not brought down according to my sins to a place of torment, but that he may conquer me with his light of life.
And unto ages of ages, amen.
Through the intercessions of her who gave thee birth, O Christ, and of their forerunner, the apostles, prophets, high arts, monastics, and righteous ones, and all the saints, give rest unto thy servant who has fallen asleep.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, wash away our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Vanished from among her kin. concealed in the earth, as we leave her hidden from all sight, let us beseech Christ our God, that he will give her eternal rest. What is this parting, O brethren? What this weeping, what this wailing at the present hour? Come then, kiss her who was but lately with us, for she is given over to the grave. She is covered with the stones in darkness, and is buried with the dead, and is now parted from all kindred and friends. Let us pray to the Lord that he will grant her rest.
Who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou find refuge. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Though 1,000 fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, it shall not come nigh thee. But with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the recompense of the wicked. For the Lord is thy refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy defense. There shall no evil befall thee, nor shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. In their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the asp and the viper. The lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. He hath founded it upon the seas, and upon the rivers hath he prepared it. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that is innocent in hands and pure in heart, who hath not received his soul in vain, and hath not sworn deceitfully to his neighbor, such a one shall receive a blessing from the Lord and mercy from God his Savior. This is the generation of them that seek the Lord, of them that seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be lifted up your everlasting gates, and the King of Glory shall enter in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in war. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, be lifted up ye everlasting gates, and the King of Glory shall enter in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord himself, he is the King of Glory. He that dwelleth in the help of the Most High shall abide in the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say unto the Lord, thou art my helper and my refuge. He is my God, and I will hope in him. For he shall deliver thee from the snare of the hunters and from every troubling word. With his shoulders will he overshadow thee, and under his wings shalt thou have hope. With his shield will his truth encompass thee. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the thing that walketh in darkness, nor for the mishap and demon of noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but unto thee shall it not come nigh. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold, and thou shalt see the reward of sinners. For thou, O Lord, art my hope. Thou madest the Most High thy refuge. No evil shall come nigh thee, and no scourge shall draw nigh unto thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. On their hand shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Upon the asp and basilisk shalt thou tread, and thou shalt trample upon the lion and dragon. For he hath set his hope on me, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him, because he hath known my name. He shall cry unto me, and I will hearken unto him. I am with him in affliction, and I will rescue him and glorify him. With length of days will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaimeth the work of his hands. Day unto day poureth forth speech, and night unto night proclaimeth knowledge. There are no tongues nor words in which their voices are not heard. Their sound hath gone forth unto all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. In the sun hath he set his tabernacle, and he, like a bridegroom coming forth from his chamber, will rejoice like a giant to run his course. From the outermost border of heaven is his going forth, and his goal is unto the outermost part of heaven, and there shall no man hide himself from his heat. The law of the Lord is blameless, converting souls. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, bringing wisdom to infants. The statutes of the Lord are upright, gladdening the heart. The commandment of the Lord is far shining, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever and ever. The judgments of the Lord are true, altogether justified. More to be desired than gold and much precious stone, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Yea, for thy servant keepeth them, and keeping them there is much reward. As for transgressions, who will understand them? From my secret sins cleanse me, and from those of others spare thy servant. If they have not dominion over me, then blameless shall I be, and I shall be cleansed from great sin.
And the sayings of my mouth shall be unto thy good pleasure, and the meditation of my heart shall be before thee forever, O Lord, my helper and redeemer. O Lord, hear thee in the day of affliction. The name of the Lord of Jacob defend thee. Let him send forth unto thee help from his sanctuary, and out of Zion let him help thee. Let him remember every sacrifice of thine, and thy whole burnt offering let him fatten. The Lord grant thee according to thy heart, and fulfill all thy purposes. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of the Lord our God shall we be magnified. The Lord fulfill all thy requests. Now that I have known that the Lord has saved his anointed one, he will hearken unto him out of his holy heaven. In mighty deeds is the salvation of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, that we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. They have been fettered and have fallen, but we are risen and are set upright. O Lord, save the king, and hearken unto us in the day when we call upon thee. O Lord, in thy strength the king shall be glad, and in thy salvation shall he rejoice exceedingly. The desire of his heart hath thou granted unto him, and hast not denied him the requests of his lips. Thou wentest before him with the blessings of goodness. Thou hast set upon his head a crown of precious stone. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest of length of days unto ages of ages. Great is his glory in thy salvation. Glory and majesty shalt thou lay upon him, for thou shalt give him blessing forever and ever. Thou shalt gladden him in joy with thy countenance. For the king hopeth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High shall he not be shaken. Let thy hand be found on all thine enemies. Let thy right hand find all that hate thee. Thou wilt make them as an oven of fire in the time of thy presence. The Lord in his wrath will trouble them sorely, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit will not destroy from the earth, and their seed from the sons of men. For they have intended evil against thee. They have devised counsels, which they shall not be able to establish. For thou shalt make them turn their backs among those that are thy remnant. Thou shalt make ready their countenance. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thy strength. We will sing and chant of thy mighty acts. O God, my God, attend unto me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my transgressions. My God, I will cry by day, and wilt thou not hearken, and by night, and it shall not be unto folly for me. But as for thee, thou dwellest in the sanctuary. O praise of Israel, in thee have our fathers hoped. They hoped, and thou didst deliver them. Unto thee they cried and were saved.
In thee they hoped and were not brought to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and not a man, as a reproach of men and the outcast of the people. All that look upon me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with their lips and have wagged their heads. He hoped in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him save him, for he desireth him. For thou art he that drewest me forth from the womb, my hope from the breast of my mother. On thee was I cast from the womb, from my mother's womb. Thou art my God. Depart not from me, for tribulation is nigh, for there is none to help me. Many bullocks have encircled me, fat bulls have surrounded me. They have opened their mouth against me, as might a lion ravenous and roaring. I have been poured out like water and scattered on all my bones. My heart has become like melting in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue hath cleaved to my throat. And to the dust of death hast thou brought me down. For many dogs have encircled me, the congregation of evildoers has surrounded me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. They have numbered all my bones, and they themselves have looked and stared upon me. They have parted my garments among themselves, and for my vesture they have cast lots. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help far from me, attend unto my name. Rescue my soul from the sword, even this only begotten one of mine from the hand of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, and any of my lowliness from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I hymn thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye that are of the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Let all fear him that are of the seed of Israel. For he hath not said it not, nor abhorred the supplications of the pauper, nor hath he turned his face from me. And when I cried unto him, he hearkened unto me. From thee is my praise, and the great church will I confess thee. My vows will I pay before them that fear thee. The poor shall eat and be filled, and they should seek the Lord shall praise him. Their hearts shall live forever and ever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and shall turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he himself is sovereign of the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth have eaten and worshipped. All they that go down into the earth shall fall down before him. Yea, my soul liveth for him, and my seed shall serve him. The generation that cometh shall be told of the Lord. And they shall proclaim his righteousness to a people that shall be born, which the Lord hath made. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God.
Thank you.
wisdom, most holy Theotokos.
Marvel of the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. We who without corruption gave this birth to God, the Word. The very Theotokos we Lord, have mercy.
From the dead and himself has authority over the living and the dead. Christ, who to God, in the prayer of his most pure mother, with the holy glorious and the laws of apostles, O venerable and God-bearing fathers and of all the saints, establish the soul of the newly departed servant of God, Matushka Barbara, who has been taken from us in the mansions of the righteous, and give her rest in the bosom of Abraham.
So, I can't remember what the name of it is. Okay, I'm going to put it in my mouth right now. Do you have your dishes?
I do, yes. Oh, yeah, here, would you put this back in? I'm going to borrow it. And then you have to give me your email and I can send you the PDF.
Oh,
does anyone know the name of the place where Adams? Adams? Not in Malala?
Yeah, Adams.
Yes, sir. Adams. Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
It's at the very end of Adams, so it's what it turns out to me.
Actually, once you
go to the cemetery gates, our section is really nearby. And
okay.
It is.
And when you're driving,
go find it because I have it. Father, so we're going to go, but I have to go get my raincoat. Okay, so I'll see you in a
second. Anybody wants got a pulley?
Well, we have a car. We're taking if anybody wants to go with us too.
Can
I borrow this for a day? I'll bring
it
back.
I wanted to get a copy back at some point.
I just want to borrow it for a day, Irina, and I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it.
And you can just make a copy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Craig.